Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Lauren Screeden. Larry Mayer's alongside me. Bears coming off a big win Monday night in San Diego. Now we're heading to St. Louis. Todd Gurley is going to be one of the toughest things the Bears face. How do you go about containing him?
Absolutely. It's going to be a big challenge for the Bears defense going against a top rookie like Todd Gurley. He missed his first couple of games, Lauren, but he's still fourth in the NFL in rushing right now. The Bears, I thought, did a great job stopping one rookie running back in Melvin Gordon in San Diego, holding him to 31 yards. But this is going to be a completely different challenge. Todd Gurley is being compared by some people to a young Adrian Peterson. Just hearing that is scary. So it's going to be up to the Bears' run defense to go in there, take away some of his lanes, stay in their gaps, and tackle him. This is a guy that has speed and power, so it's going to be a tough assignment. Hopefully they can handle it.
And Tavon Austin, another guy who has speed, they're starting to use him a lot more, too. What's tough about covering him?
Well, you know, he's small, he's quick, he's electrifying. It's very tough a guy to tackle. And if any Bear fans remember, a couple of years ago, the Bears had a trouble tackling him on some long plays down in St. Louis. So he really adds an element to their offense. They are ranked 32nd passing, but that's kind of deceiving down there. I think Nick Foles is playing pretty well. Tavon Austin does give them the big playability, just like Todd Gurley.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ball. The Rams have given up the fewest touchdowns in the league, only 10 all year. What does that mean for the Bears' offense?
Well, I think part of that is they haven't played the Bears yet, so that hasn't factored into that discussion. But the Bears' offense, I just want to see them pick up where they left off. The Bears just need to be balanced like they have been. And whether it's Jeremy Langford or Matt Forte, they got to run the ball well against the Rams. Cutler has been great in clutch situations. I just like to see the Bears' offense be more consistent, not have to rally late in the game and really send us all to the hospital.
Yeah, it would be nice for us to just take a little breath there at the end.
Exactly, because, I mean, these games, first time since 1987, I'm sure before you were born, right?
Maybe.
Okay, we won't comment on that. But first time since 1987, the Bears have played five straight games, decided 3 points or less. That's incredible. They've been in every game. They're 3-2 in that stretch. Love to have a better record, but winning 3 out of 5 is not bad. They have to learn to finish. Most NFL games, it seems like we watch them every weekend, are decided by just a couple of plays late in the game. Mm-hmm. The difference was they made them against the Chargers and didn't make them the previous 2 weeks. Let's hope that continues Sunday down at the Edward Jones Dome.
With the injuries that the Bears have had this season, I mean, we saw Jeremy Langford step up Monday night in San Diego. How important is it for the rookies to step up?
I think it's great, the fact that they're building something and they're gaining experience and valuable experience. You only gain game reps through gain reps, and I think it's really good because, especially early in the season, if you looked at the wide receivers, I mean, everybody was hurt, so young guys, Cameron Meredith, got action on the field and really stepped up and performed. And Jeremy Langford is a perfect example. The coaches have been extremely high on him. He steps in. I know he was really eager to overcome the mistake he had made in the previous game against the Vikings when he dropped the pass. It obviously happens, but the guy ran great. If you watch him run, he looks like an NFL running back, and he made an incredible catch. In fact, I was joking with him in the locker room that only about half of NFL receivers make that catch. And Kevin White came by and I asked him. He said only about 45% probably would make that catch. So this is a guy that can do it all. And he's really good at picking up the blitz, which is something you don't often see with rookie running backs. But it is a great thing to have these guys. It's bad to have injuries, but it's good to have the next man up mentality where you can count on the guys to step up and perform.
And the coaches get a chance to see what they're working with, too, for next year.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great way to assess what your talent is by seeing them on the field. It's the only way you can do it. And you have to give credit to the coaching staff, too, because I think they're playing guys that they think can help them win. They're not worried about who earned a job at what point of the season. They want to see the best guys that give them the best chance to win. And we've seen that, and a lot of them are young players.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Thanks so much for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.